Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about women usually are wrong. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, women think they know everything, that they say this, that, and the other, and it's the gospel. But yes, you see how the world is run right now. Do you think women are right? Are they? No! Yes, women do some retarded shit. Let me bring up some stuff to prove my point, right? Well, let's go. Yeah, look at this stupid bitch. She wanted a boyfriend, but her dad said no. Why? Because she's a fucking dumb bitch and she needs someone to control her, so daddy knows best. But what does she fucking do, right? Yeah, she does some very fucking stupid things because she's a fucking stupid whore and her pussy fucking itches. So she got this motherfucker to scratch her pussy. Oh yes, and what happens? Why is this guy here? It's because her dad is not there anymore. What happened? This happened. The motherfucker died. Now that the cat's away, I might as well pay. Yes, friends. And who's gonna pay? Well, society is. But this bitch doesn't want to hear it because she's a fucking worthless whore and daddy's dead. So, time to have some fun with the bitch, right? Well, it is what it is. Yes, friends, you shouldn't play in the mud because then bullshit happens. Yes, look at this clip of this beautiful girl with a fucking nigger. And then she gets ravaged. Do you want to see how it progresses? Well, let's roll the clip.
But there were so many red flags. Now another one.
Yes, you my lovely lady. You started doing this bullshit. You started playing with the fucking ogres. And what happened? You want to see what happens? Yes. I'm sure you wanted to play with the big 18-inch black cock. And now you got to slide down that pole. And let's see what's in the bottom, right? All the way down to the bottom.
Bites the dust.
Yes, friends, this is what happened. She wanted to play in the mud. She thought she knew better than everyone else. She said no to her ancestors and shit in her gene pool. And then she got a big old fucking turd. A big old black fucking stain, yeah. That big white fabric that you have there now has a big black stain. And this is what you got, you dumb bitch. Yes, you don't save these fucking women. You can't save them from their bad fucking choices. The more you try to save them, the more they fight against you and they hate you. So don't do it. Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho. This bitch put herself in this position, so let her dig herself out of it. So, fuck you, lady. Yes, let's see what other bullshit she's doing, right? Well, that was quick, right? Let's see this fucking Down syndrome. Oh, the texts. The texts. It says, I fucking hate you, bitch. I don't even fuck with you like that. Yes, nigger fucking Ebonics, right? And let's see what she says.
You promised you would never put your hands on me.
I guess only in sex, right? But, shit does happen.
We have a daughter together.
Yes, a little half-nigglet fucking orc. Yay.
I can't believe you.
Believe it, bitch. This is your fucking reality.
Ha ha ha.
Dumb bitch. And let's see what this negroid says. It says, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you and that baby. And there's a middle finger and a nigger finger. Yay. I just want to be outside on that block with my homies in high school and drink and smoke outside the 7-Eleven. Oh shit, so now you got the nigger version of Jay and Silent Bob. Fun times indeed, right?
Trust no one, you did not.
Oh wow, what a great consolation prize. This guy beat the fuck out of you, impregnated you, and now he's gonna go hang out in the 7-Eleven, get drunk and high with his homies. And you got this little fucking nigglet. Oh, what a dumb white bitch. And now you got this little nigger anchor around your neck. Enjoy, friend. Enjoy. Oh, I know I'm having fun. Well, let's continue. But don't worry, friends. Don't lose heart. Apparently, there's some women that actually do have a functioning brain. Not by much, but they do have some thought process in that fucking lovely noggin of theirs. Look at this bitch. Oh, yeah. She's not bad looking. I really don't like the way she speaks. I'm guessing she's a New Yorker or some shit. Yeah, but hell. I love her fucking hate. It's so beautiful. Yes, that's what could unite us, is our hate for fucking Jews. Yes, she hates the Jews. Yes, so let's roll. Oh yeah, baby, I want to fuck you and make some racist babies, but let's see what you have to say, sweet pea.
One thing Israelis have is the fucking audacity. You've infiltrated every aspect of American society. You've infiltrated our government. You've bought our politicians.
Oh, yeah, this baby knows how to talk dirty to me. Yeah, baby, keep it coming. It's getting my dick hard. Oh, yeah, right now I have my hand inside my pants and I'm fucking rubbing my crotch. Ooh, yeah. I don't know. Does this make you horny? Well, let's continue. Ooh-wee.
You control our legislation. You funnel billions and billions of dollars, possibly trillions.
Oh my god, I love you. She is like the smartest woman I ever met. Yeah, it's so refreshing when you find someone. I wonder if she's like autistic or something. She must be.
The American people on a yearly basis so that you can get free health care and go fucking brutalize, terrorize, and genocide people in Palestine. Then run away.
Yeah, you see, friends, even this fucking dumb bitch could get it. Yeah, not all women are stupid. Maybe they just play stupid. Yeah, this chick could fucking see all the bullshit's happening in the world, so why can't other fucking bitches see this shit? Yeah, I guess the power of pussy makes them retarded, but not all of them are fucking retarded. Well, let's continue, right, friends?
To your real homes in Europe and New York, New Jersey, wherever the fuck you're actually fucking from.
Yeah, these creatures need to go back to their hell dimension where they belong. Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, so yeah, enjoy.
And go live your lives. Go live your lives like you didn't just fucking murder children.
I don't know, when it comes to the Jewish faith, we think it's better with children that they murder children or that they rape children. Yeah, either way you cut it, it's not a good thing. Well, that's what they like to do. Ah, yeah, because you know they serve more than one god. They say it's God, but no, they serve Moloch and all those other fucking creatures. Oh yeah, and don't forget Baal too, but that's how it is.
Now, you pieces of fucking scum are on every single major news channel because you own the media too.
Yeah, well guess what? These guys lie, cheat, and steal, and they acquire the world with their douchebaggery. What are we gonna do? Not a fucking thing about it, because we're fucking weak, apparently, until it changes.
Because you fucking infiltrated that, too. Now you're on every single fucking news station, playing victim. They want to kill all the... Nobody fucking...
Exactly. I don't give a fuck about your stupid, worthless fucking religion, all the sick, disgusting shit that you do. Personally, if you go into a corner of the fucking hole and you stay there, I wouldn't give a fuck. But you like to come out and do your shit all over the place, and then you call us inferior? Yeah, at least I don't fucking suck baby dicks fucking all covered in fucking blood and shit. Yeah, so fuck you, Jews. Just an opinion, of course, but let's continue.
Nobody cares that you're Jewish. Nobody cares. They want to kill Israelis because you're fucking murderous, genocidal pieces of shit. All right?
God damn it, I just love it when people are spouting their hate. So yeah, this makes my dick so fucking hard. Yeah, baby. Well, anyways, let's continue before it starts tricking off.
And you have no business in modern civilized society. You are the scum of the earth. They want to kill you. They don't want to kill Jews. They don't care about your religion. Nobody fucking cares about your religion.
Yes, nobody gives a fuck about your fake made-up fucking bullshit religion. What people give a fuck is that you're killing all these people and doing bullshit and fucking with the world. Yes, nobody gives a shit about your stupid dick-sucking shit ways. Just stop killing people, you asshole. Just saying.
We care that you're murdering people. We hear that you just unprovoked fucking threw a missile at Iran and are now on all of the news channels playing fucking victim, begging America to come fight your fucking war for you. Again.
Supposedly, they're our greatest allies, right?
By the way, don't think we don't fucking know about 9/11. I am so fucking sick of these people. They are the absolute scum of the earth. Get the fuck off my news. Stop trying to convince us to fight your fucking war. And Lord knows, with this fucking ass clown as president, we're probably gonna go. We're probably gonna fucking go to war.
Yeah, I think this bitch is right. I think we are going to go to war. We're going to fight fucking Israel's wars for them. For what? So we can get fucking bullshit? A pat on the head? That is so fucking gay, but let's continue.
Probably going to go fucking war while Americans are literally struggling to survive. We are in so much debt. We can't afford housing.
Yes, friends. That's a very important thing. Stop wasting your money on bullshit. Yeah, save your pennies, work out, and try to build up your fucking self because shit's gonna get real fucking bad. So the level up like a Saiyan, okay, friends? Just saying.
We can't afford food, but let's send billions to fucking help Israel. These fucking scumbags that don't...
Yes, baby, fuck these fucking faggots. They all deserve to eat shit, just saying.
I don't deserve the fucking dirt on the bottom of my shoe.
小红书.
Of course this shit's on Chinese media. You think they play this stuff on TikTok or on YouTube? Yeah, these motherfuckers should sense everything the fuck out of it. Yeah, fuck that reverse goyim, huh? Yeah, they're the ones making this shit happen. And what can we do? Well, yeah, they're our masters. We're their fucking slaves. But at least people are noticing that we're their slaves. So, who knows, friends? Maybe the great noticing will be our great liberation. But only time will tell, friends. All you gotta do is just get stronger. Because shit's gonna get tough. Tougher, I should say. Well, anyways, you be better than these faggots. Goodbye.
So anyway, when Barack won the election, he said, Michael, you have to hide your dangling dong. If people find out you got that huge dangling dong, they're going to start calling you Big Mike, and they're going to say I'm gay or some shit. So we decided to hide my dangling dong from the public. For instance, right now, you can't really see the dangling dong, but believe me, it's down there.